You are listening to a very special episode of Carousel Radio called The Ice Fingers of Death.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Hello and welcome to the last episode of Carousel Radio in the current format. We'll be changing next month, but more on that later in the show. My name's Jason and joining me today we have...
Joel, of course, his right-hand merman.
Mm-hmm.
We will be hearing Radio Diaries and Sounds Like My Life, where neurodiverse people talk about the challenges and triumphs of their daily lives.
We'll be asking, if you were the most powerful person in the country, what would you do to make our lives better in When I'm Prime Minister?
We've got music from the Carousel Chorus and the Carousel Anthem singers.
We'll be hearing from the Oscar Bright team as they prepare for another Oscar Bright festival.
But first, we'll be heading down to the beach for you, me, and the sea.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
The sea, the beach and coastline hold a special place in the human imagination. It is where we go for adventure, to sail away. Chill out, to explore, to play, to catch fish, to eat, to drink, for stone skimming, to think, to daydream. We wandered down to Brighton seafront to hear what was going on.
Brighton Pier by Robbie. There was once a time when I was near the sea on Brighton Pier. It was enjoyable to see the sea below the pier. When I was on the pier, I heard some seagulls which were screeching. The noise of the seagulls is quite alright, but I'm just not really a big fan of seagulls.
Hi, I'm Milo. I like sandy beaches because pebbly beaches don't sound very nice when they bash together. And I also like eating ice cream.
This is called My Adventure with Big Yellow Mike by Dan. Once upon a time, me and Big Yellow Mike were stranded out in the ocean. We had no food and no fresh water, which made Big Yellow Mike upset. Big Yellow Mike was so hungry that he swam to the abyss. Hours later, Big Yellow Mike resurfaced and turned into a kraken. I killed Big Yellow Mike and he lasted me for a whole year. After I finished eating, I morphed into Big Yellow Mike. Big Yellow Mike reigns supreme.
You and Me, the Sea, a rap version by Tommy. Come to see the sea, yeah. You came to when you get your time trick for the sea. Just you and me. What you want to be? I know you wait for this. A bit so to talk to the sea. You just want to be at the beach, so you and me, yeah. So be what or you want to be from me, yeah.
And a big thank you to the students at St. John's College for their contributions to You, Me and the Sea.
Sea Facts!
So today we're going to talk about the Brinacle. Now, Joel, do you know what that is?
I'm going to have a wild guess. It is a barnacle made purely of brine.
No. Is also known as the Ice Fingers of Death.
Sounds like my first girlfriend.
It's when the ice on the surface of the sea freezes and forms a spiral or tube around the brine and it goes straight down to the sea floor.
Wow.
When it hits the sea floor, it will spread out, coating everything it touches in a layer of ice, which unfortunately will basically kill any animal caught within its grasp.
Jeez.
So the temperatures, it can get to between minus 20 degrees Celsius or minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. It generally requires a calm condition in order for it to grow. They form in sort of cold sea areas, which where the ice, once again, has formed on the top. And that's basically what a barnacle is.
Sounds like a weird, like, almost like an underwater lightning strike.
That's exactly what it is. It's basically an underwater ice lightning, but it's not exactly a common thing.
As you said, it's a spiral. Well, I assumed it's a rare thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because the conditions need to be exact for it to happen.
Yeah.
So it has to be calm underneath the ocean, frozen on top, and then it just calms down.
Slowly.
Yeah, very slowly.
Crazy.
And then once it hits the floor, it just spreads out.
A heck of a Final Sea fact.
Yeah. The Ice Fingers of Death.
Ice Fingers.
It's the Ice Fingers of Death.
Up next, we once again ask the young people at St. John's College for their thoughts on how they would improve the country in When I'm Prime Minister.
If I was a Prime Minister, by Jack, I would control the army and the navy to make peace in the world. Secondly, give out knighthoods to friends and guests. And lastly, I would make a long and fast and cheap trains and better buses to run every day.
If I was Prime Minister, by Louis, as Prime Minister, first I'd ban all Tories and Labour politicians, apart from the good ones who can do their jobs. Spend money on things we need to, like potholes and the environment, and nationalise the railways and tackle NHS issues. And I would last longer than 44 days.
If Gabriel was Prime Minister, he would get the boat ferry to France and get the airplane in August and get the bus to Jubilee Library.
If I was Prime Minister, by Josh. If I was Prime Minister, I would be very kind to people. I would make the country very exciting, with nice new shops. I'd make the prices go down. Reverse Brexit, there'd be no more wars. I'd want more houses, theme parks, airports. I'd bring back the coal mines and have more EDF energy. We'd have more petrol for cars and more food and water.
If Max was Prime Minister, he would, number one, create more colleges like St. John's. Number two, improve transport. Number three, more hospitals. Number four, more better schools.
If I was President, by Chloe, with help from Elijah.
I'll keep everyone safe.
By making sure no one is
scared.
I would make sure everyone has
a bed.
Jasmine, President of the World, I would make sure everyone is safe. I would make sure everyone is not worried. I would give everyone things they need, like lunch, music, a warm bed, a coat, and dinner. I would make sure everyone stays in the green zone.
Hi, I'm Milo. I don't like the Prime Minister because he doesn't take action on important things like wars and acts like it's not his problem. I would tell the Prime Minister that he needs to make the world a better place and give more money to people who need it.
I'm Adam, and this is what I would do as Prime Minister. If I was Prime Minister, I would help people who are in poverty learn jobs, and if they need help with homing or independent living, I would source it out, and I would literally take most cars off the road and limit accidents and crashes that may happen.
You have just heard from St. John's, a specialist college working with autistic people, the majority of whom also have learning disabilities. Thanks to everyone at St. John's College for taking part.
And now we'll be hearing other radio diaries in Sounds Like My Life, where neurodiverse people talk about the challenges and triumphs of their daily lives. In this episode, we'll be hearing from Susanna and Stuart, who have both recently begun living independently for the first time. Let's start by catching up with a singer with the Carousel Chorus, Susanna, who was adjusting to life in a shared house.
So recently, I have moved out from my mum. I lived with her for 28 years, and I've moved to a shared life's accommodation with other people. I moved in last week. I've been terribly homesick. I'm getting used to being around other new people. I'm getting used to trying to fill my time, because usually my mother would plan everything for me. So I have to kind of look for things for me to do, and that's quite challenging. I felt very excited, but equally I was kind of very, very nervous, actually. But very excited mostly. It kind of hit home when I kind of moved in that this is actually happening for me, because it didn't feel real, because it's just talks, you know. It's until you actually go in and do it, it's completely different to what you expect. Washing up is a big one for me, because I don't really wash up at home. I'm not very good at washing up. Finding things to do is quite tricky. I haven't really kind of got into that yet. I haven't really managed my own time. I haven't really had organisation, so it's kind of down to me, and I find that quite challenging in itself, because I don't really know what's available. So it involves a lot of research and time to find something that I would like to do. So I live with two carers and two other housemates. It's quite a big house. They have a cat and a dog, a swimming pool outside. The beach is very local to me. Yeah, I'm lucky. I like where I've moved to, but I'm very homesick. So I speak to my mum every day. I text her every day. We phone every day. I have various friends who've messaged me and check I'm okay, which is lovely, because it can feel very lonely moving into completely new area on your own. It's kind of, someone mentioned it as a Napoleon battle, because it's so challenging to live independent on your own, not on your own, but with other people. And it's just that challenge of carrying on, to kind of fight through the battle of trying to find your way in your new life. I think I want to stay in this situation. I don't think I could live on my own. I think I get too lonely, and I do need help a lot. So I don't see myself moving in on my own. However, you know, never say never.
Next, the last time we heard from Stuart, he was about to move out of his family home to live independently. Let's see how that is going.
Last October, I moved into a new flat. Felt like it gave me a lot of independence. I enjoyed my freedom. Listen to music, but it can be a bit hard sometimes living there. I was originally living with my dad, my sister and her kids and two cats. It was a bit too busy in the house, to be honest. I have been living in my new place for about 3 months now. Some of the things I've learnt are remembering to do my housework, keeping up with my washing and doing things by myself. Some of it's been stressful, but some of it I've got really enthusiastic over. Being able to get up out of bed when I want to, and being able to watch what I want on TV without any interruptions. The challenges I've had at my flat is some days I feel lonely. I have ways around the loneliness by watching comedies to keep my mind off things. I like Running Pools and Horses. I like watching Blackadder and Red Dwarf. Oh, this is quite an embarrassing story. I took out my bins a few weeks ago. I was locked out of my flat because I forgot to take the keys with me. And I was in my pyjamas at the time. My neighbour let me in. My neighbours are really lovely. They're very supportive. I feel really good because there's another guy who's has a disability next door to me. So it's like they were very caring people in the block. I would love to stay living independently, because I feel like I can be my own person. I'm still in touch with my family. I keep contact on my mobile, and we go for walks along the seafront.
Now then, let's return to Susanna to hear about her plan to write a book of poetry.
So I asked someone to have a look at my poems and to critique them. She writes books that she's published, and she said they were really good. She said if I wanted to publish them, then it would have to be in a sort of format. So, yeah, she was very helpful in kind of how the format should be on the poems. You know, it can't be sporadic. It's got to be quite neat and quite in a certain format, which I haven't heard of before or kind of seen before, you know. And I really hope to launch my book this year, if it's possible. I think I would like to raise money for charities that I involved, obviously, in Carousel and another charity. And I want people to be inspired by a learning disabled person publishing a book, because, you know, it's very rare. And for me, I kind of want to do that. Sorry, it's a cat. Luna, stop it. And I don't think that people would disagree with that there isn't enough for learning disability people to have to be out there in show business or in any entertainment or any publishing setting. You know, mostly if you see somebody acting in a show that's non-disabled, this person isn't autistic, but they're portraying somebody who's autistic. And for me, that needs to change, and that's why I want to publish my books, for people to be heard about disability instead of just normalising it and this big taboo about it.
Thanks to Susanna. Now let's hear one final audio diary from Stuart talking about his recent work and a special poetry performance at an event celebrating what would have been his late mother's 70th birthday.
I've been working for the Grace event scene for about 8 months now. Grace is a learning disability support organisation in Brighton. And we do discos, and I also did a bit of bar training at Pop World. And we do karaoke as well. I performed for my late mum's 70th birthday, because she would have been 70 this year then. I performed some poetry and I did some artwork for her as well. She likes a poem called The Owl and the Pussycat. And she also has artwork by a guy called Lowry. There were some really important people to me at my mum's birthday celebration. All my family and friends, from people who I haven't seen in years. I performed a poem about my mum and other poems that I've written with Carousel. They liked a poem called Jack and the Beanstalk, which had them in stitches. There was a bit of mixed emotions, to be honest. Some of sadness, but happiness as well, because I know that she'd be up there smiling down.
Thank you to Stuart and Susanna for their radio diaries. Stuart Leaney is a poet and Susanna is a member of the Carousel Chorus. We'll be playing a song from the Carousel Chorus, but first here's a poem from Stuart.
The poem is about a fountain I went to see in North Road in Brighton. I went to the fountain and it chilled me out and it made me feel good about myself. Cosmic Brighton. I was bored at home. I was feeling depressed. I fancied a walk. It came out of the blue. I didn't realise it was there. It calmed me down. It filled me with peace, like a multicoloured UFO coming out of the ground. Reds, yellows, greens. The patterns looked onion-shaped. Inspirational, beautiful and heavenly colours beamed. It was like a beautiful fireworks display, but with water. I imagined the water could be a magic potion. At night, it's even more pretty, appearing like a phantom. It feels like the ground is exploding with passion. I didn't realise how pretty it was. To some, it was just a fountain, but to me, it was a symbol of joy.
Ripple, ripple, ripple. I hear a
That was the Carousel Chorus from their EP Freedom, and that was their song Churchyard. You can find the EP on Bandcamp. Visit fairground.bandcamp.com. That was fairground.bandcamp.com.
Oscar Bright is Carousel's film festival that takes place in Brighton every 2 years. It returns this month, so we went down to talk to the crew behind the festival.
My name's Matthew Hallett. I'm the head programmer of Oscar Bright Film Festival. Oscar Bright is the award-winning international short film festival for people with learning disabilities and autism. Oscar Bright is really important, not just to the learning disability community, but also to the mainstream, because without our films, people don't get an insight into our work.
We're going to be bigger and better than ever.
And bolder.
We'll be showcasing 110 short films and 4 feature films.
From Australia, Canada, Sweden, Italy, with all the food, Germany, and also Ireland.
We'll be showcasing homegrown talent, BFI network shorts, and alongside that, opportunities for filmmakers to meet one another.
Hey, my name's Matthew Churchill. It's a really good event so that people can get together and watch films made by people with learning disabilities. I really suggest you come and see Oscar Bright. New films, new ways to experience life as we know it. They've got plenty of partnerships with some of the biggest companies in the world.
I'm Richard Norris. I'm part of the Oscar Bright team. Oscar Bright is very important to me because it helped me communicate with people who have the same disabilities that I do and help communicate with people who understand how I feel. I've been judging the films and seeing what's going to win the awards, and we're going to show the films in the festival. I got a film showing called The Mask of Misery. It was done by me and worked with the Soul team in Shoreham. The Mask of Misery is about a masked man trying to understand the purpose of being true to himself. And that's on an emerging talent screening on the 12th of March. It's on 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. at the Brighton Dome Studio Theatre.
We're pleased to be screening Queer Freedom, the strand I've developed alongside Wild Women, which will be a brilliant night.
I'm Kirsty Pentecost. I've been with the Oscar Bright Committee for 10 years this year. Wild Women is a new screening this year. All the films that are in this section, they're made by women and half women that act in there as well. So Wild Women is Saturday the 16th of March and it's at Brighton Dome Studio Theatre. I would recommend The Cunning. It's by Alexandra Mayer, which is a Down syndrome actress, plays a witch and tries to escape, and it was done in the medieval times. So that was fun to watch.
As always, our animation strand is fantastic and showcases some incredible filmmakers.
Hello, my name is William Hannicom. I am a member of the Oscar Bright Committee. As someone who's animated some of the idents for the festival, I recommend the animation screening. There is a Cloud Boy, an autistic journey by Kieran Firth-Bernard, about a young autistic lad going through the struggles of his everyday life, and the visuals are very akin to like a almost a Mr. Men children's book, and it's very well animated. There's also The Holiday Maker by Harry Mead. Basically, it's a very simple story about a lady who builds miniature models in hopes that she can go on holiday when, you know, she doesn't have enough money. Very beautiful piece of work. The screening itself has 16 entries, so there will be no shortage of entertainment if you go there, I promise you that. The animation screening is on Wednesday, the 13th of March, at 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brighton Dome Studio Theatre.
The film I recommend is On Animation, 12:30 p.m. to 2 o'clock on Wednesday, the 13th of March, at the Brighton Dome Studio Theatre. It's called Unscarved. Because it's close for giants, it's mostly like the government, and we people are just, well, slaves to their bidding. The animation was very well done, and I like how it all reveals, even a bit of a twist at the end, but I'm not going to spoil it.
So The Other World is on Wednesday the 13th of March, 7 till 9, at Brighton Dome Studio Theatre. Welcome to a shocking world that will challenge every emotion in your body. Experience the past in a ball pit, survive a spooky pet shop, and see the Wi-Fi go wild.
It's all about experiencing the shocking and bizarre and just exclusively unique visions that some of the filmmakers were so keen to bring to us. My favourite entry being Glitch, which is one of the rare few sort of almost horror slash supernatural based entries, which we rarely get in the festival.
So Glitch is where the Wi-Fi goes wrong. It makes everything freeze and stuff like that. And then when he gets rid of it and he goes back to the video chat, he's old.
It's a very amazingly well executed piece of filmmaking. Another I would recommend, A Tale of Swords and Smoke. And A Tale of Swords and Smoke is essentially a short little fantasy film about two adventurers going to defeat a dragon. But there is a twist at the end, and I won't say what the twist is. I think creativity and passion is what the festival is all about. It's about everyone just bringing all they can to it, having these conversations, just enjoying themselves and, you know, trying to get themselves out there.
Please come and see us at the film festival. We'll be excited to see you all there.
Why are you coming along? What? I didn't hear you.
Did you see you?
Thank you very much to the Oscar Bright crew. The festival runs from the 11th of March at various venues in Brighton and Lewes. Visit oscarbright.org for a programme and to book tickets. That's oscarbright.org for a programme and to book tickets.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is the Ice Fingers of Death.
Ice Fingers of Death.
And up next, we have an edited version of a track released in February of 2023 to celebrate Carousel's 40th anniversary. It was created by 11 musicians who have worked in a number of Carousel bands for a performance at the Brighton Open Air Theatre. This is the Carousel Anthem.
Oh,
Carousel Anthem, which included contributions from Carousel artists like Ryan O'Donovan and James Barnett,
Lee Hubbard, Sebastian Tuck,
Jolene Wilde and Louise Eames,
Luke Radcliffe, Daniel Ryder,
Thomas Lilly and Bethan Brown,
and Torian Tate Bailey.
To hear the full song and support Carousel, you can buy the digital download of the track for £1 at Fairground Records on Bandcamp. Look up fairgroundrecords.bandcamp.com. That's fairgroundrecords.bandcamp.com. So, Joel, I was on the internet the other day and I came across a really bizarre product that got me thinking. Now, the product is cheese-flavoured water.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Now, it got me thinking two things. One,
gross.
Why? And who's the target audience for that? So then I thought, I can make a segment out of this. So, Joel, what I want you to do now, I need you to come up with a product that is good enough to get onto a store shelf and be sold, but niche enough that no one would buy it. What is your product and why is it there?
Okay, I think I've got an answer, but I'll let you continue.
So my answer is a teeth painting kit.
That's not bad.
So basically, you know, if you're like for Halloween or costume parties, if you don't want to put any effort in, you could just paint a couple of your teeth black, show up and be the piano man. Ding, ding, ding.
Based on the cheese thing, I'm going to say blue flavoured water. So let me make it clear. The water itself is still clear.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Like the water.
Yeah.
But it will taste of blue. Whatever blue tastes like, this is it. Just for a split second, it's like you have synesthesia.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
So today I've got some important news to share with you, some sad news to share with you, but more importantly, some very interesting news to share with you. So let's move on to the important news. This is the last show in the current format for Carousel Radio. As of next month, Carousel is going to become a more music-focused show called
Meet Me in Five, a show where we get to meet Carousel artists and friends through five songs that tell the stories of their lives. The podcast Meet Me in Five will be hosted on Mixcloud. Check carousel.org.uk/carouselradio for details. That's carousel.org.uk/carouselradio for details.
So that's something very new and interesting to look forward to. But this is where we move on to the sad portion of the news. It is with massive regret that Joel and I are leaving the show.
Indeed.
Joel, do you have any highlights over the years?
I mean, I don't think anything is ever going to top that octopus's hat.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. And even now, I can't get it right. And I've tried.
I'm not going to make you.
No, and so that is definitely the highlight of the show.
That's one of mine. Another one I'll give is another You, Me, and the Sea segment was, I think it was the first time Paggy showed up.
Yes.
And she did what she would do with Atlantis, and basically she said, gentrify the place. It was extraordinary.
It was hilarious.
So, yes, we are very happy to announce that we're not going to give the name just yet. It's still a bit in flux.
Yeah.
But we are working on a new podcast, me and Jason. All we can say and promise is that of all the things we say, no information will be given at any point during. It'll be based around questions and answers, where we'll be asking people to send us weird and wonderful questions, and we will do our best to, let's say, answer them.
By not answering them.
Exactly. We're also hoping to send questions out and see if there's any good answers out there in the world. We have been working very hard to get that going. We're also going to be doing that way more independently. It'll just be me, Jason. I also believe we've gotten Paggy to join us as well.
Yes, that's true.
So over the course of next year, the hope is there will be 4 episodes to test the waters.
Yeah.
And then, if it works, and I admit it's a big if, 0.72 font, bold, underlined, if. We're hoping that you enjoy it, and I hope it works really well, but yeah.
So for updates on our new podcast, keep an eye on Carousel social media pages for more details, which is at Carousel Art UK. That's all one word, Carousel Art UK. We'll be posting something at some point in some time in the future.
That is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That is the future of Carousel Audio, I guess.
And that wraps up the news segment.
News!
And so I face the final curtain.
Well, it's not just an end of a show, it's an end of an era.
This run of Carousel Radio, this is it.
It is. thanks so much for listening to us over the past couple of years. It's been real.
We have been talking nonsense once a month for a year. I have been in all but one episode. Jason, I think you've been in pretty much all of them as well.
Yeah. Kind of be weird, isn't it, not being in the show anymore?
It is.
But as usual, we do have a bunch of people we need to thank.
So let's get to it.
So let's start off by thanking St. John's College. Thank you, guys.
Thank you to Stuart and Susanna for their radio diaries.
Thanks to the Oscar Bright Film Festival.
Thanks to the Carousel Anthem musicians.
Thanks to the Carousel Chorus.
And a huge thanks to the Coasters for the use of this outro music, which we've been using since 2015.
And thank you to everyone who has featured on the Carousel Radio Show over the past year. So let's thank the people who aren't here, which is going to be Paggy, Claire, and Fran. So thank you, guys.
They have been great co-hosts.
They have been. A very special thanks to my right-hand merman,
Joel Cooper. A very special thanks to the Sea King,
Jason Lee. Thank you very much.
Who's going to need a new nickname now, so we'll be figuring that out.
I've figured I will extend it. It will be the Alien Sea King of the Planetoid Pluto.
Need some workshopping.
The Meet Me in 5 podcast will be available on Mixcloud. Our podcast will launch later in the year. Keep an eye out for Carousel social media pages for further details on that. Once again, that will be Carousel Arts UK. One word, Carousel Arts UK. And I guess we need to thank our producers, which is Dave.
Dave Lavis.
And the one who we have tortured for a year straight, Paul.
Paul Hollywood. Normally at these times, we would get the third person to give the final word.
Always.
I'm just going to quietly point this microphone over here.
Can we get at least one word? Come on, Paul. It's been a year. We want one word.
Stop.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.